You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to the Friday. You have made it to the end of the week. Now, running the board today is the Butters, who is in for Big Rig today. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Excited to be here.
Do you remember from days past what the sound effect is for the Friday? We got the boom plus the applause all at the same time. Can you find it?
I can try to make something happen.
Give me some Friday. Let's have some Friday, right? Friday! Outstanding. Oh, two booms. You must have been a Navy pilot. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here. So, good way to finish up the week.
Whoop whoop. So. Yep. We actually let Big Rig go on vacation.
I'm kind of surprised.
We're very anti-vacation.
I imagine he played the Air Force card and demanded it, right? It's his right to go on leave,
He
right?
told me he'd rig the board and make my voice sound like one of the minions if I didn't let him go once in a while.
Nice.
Anyway, yeah, Butters is with us all day long, and we got a great show laid on for you. Today at 3 o'clock, Caroline Dobson, who is running for Congress in Alabama's Congressional District 2, which is in the southern end of our listening area down around Montgomery. And her district extends from there all the way down to Mobile. But Caroline Dobson is going to be on with us at 3 o'clock today. Stand by for that one. And then at 3:30, just so happens we pushed it off a day to get our scheduling in line with the fact that Butterman would be here in the studio. Butters and Lee coming up at 3:30. That'll be great. And then I still got a whole triple dipper full of stuff, so just hit it, man.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Well, the first one is happening as we speak. Literally moments ago. I won't even try to tease you if you haven't heard yet. I'll just say it. RFK Jr. just suspended his campaign and endorsed President Trump for the election. And I'll be honest with you, this may not have huge amount of vote impact, although I think it will have some, but I think it has huge sociocultural impact. We'll talk about all of that as part of Dipper number one. I'm calling it the RFK effect. So yeah, we're going to break that down in real time because that speech is still going on. But literally, what will we Butters, like we were less than a minute from going on the air, and he finally said, I am swinging my support to President Trump.
Yeah, it's...
Just like that.
Yeah, you won't see it on CNN, though.
In fact, CNN even pulled away from the speech before he got to that point. It was ridiculous.
Lots to talk about.
Okay. Hey, number two on the triple dipper. So the EV market is like struggling right now. And when you have a fake market, that's what happens. I'm wondering, is the EV bubble burst? I don't know. All I know is this. The EV market is struggling. So number two on the triple dipper, we're calling it EV, go home. That's number two. And then number three, listen, there's a lot of things that are happening right now that we have to watch for. And we have to take care of the related to our kids. Number three on the triple dipper, I couldn't find a better title than just call it Kids Are God's Special Gift. I mean, they are. Kids are God's special gift. And we're going to talk about some things that are happening in the news that are either harmful or helpful to our kids, which are God's special gift. All right, listen, let me jump on over here to the Right Side Way monologue. And you know, in the wake of this RFK speech, which, like I said, is actually still going on as I speak, and he and Trump are likely going to be together because they're both happen to be in Arizona right now. They're both going to be together here, I'm sure, this afternoon. But have you been watching, though, as the Democrats are flying overhead cover for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz? I mean, it's really been something to watch. The whole DNC has been filled up with platitudes about anything but actual policy positions. All of the hyperbole, none of the substance. Harris is being mocked by the right unmercifully, but she deserves it. For a month now, she has been the Democrat nominee for the office of the President of the United States and yet refuses to address the press. No interviews, no press conferences, no one-on-one. It's galling, really. It's a clear indication that they believe she would probably do more harm than good. I mean, if they needed her or trusted her to speak to the press, she would do it every day. But no, she reads teleprompters and giggles with crowd-pleasing platitudes. And I'll tell you right now, I believe it's because she is insecure in her position and her ability to address her position. She knows she's not bulletproof, and it shows. I had a conversation with a well-known politician a while back. It was an off-the-record discussion, so I won't say who or what it was about. If I said the person's name, you'd know them. But what I will say is this, that person called me to make sure that I heard from them that certain things being said about them just aren't true. Nothing that I've said, mind you, just stuff that's out there in the public arena. And I understand that position. I mean, I know what it's like firsthand to have things said about you that don't have any merit or were said unfairly or out of context, or just plain old lies for that matter. But as this politician and I talked, I encouraged this person, come on the show, talk it through with me if they want to, get a chance to get your word out. But then I told this politician something that I was told myself during one of my own campaigns. There's an old rule that if you spend time chasing down everything other people are saying about you, that all you're doing at some point is dancing to their tune. It's a natural inclination. I mean, we want to set the record straight, right? We don't want to let them get away with it. Sometimes, to be honest, the record does in fact have to be set straight, especially if it's impacting your life or your family or your business. But at some point also, you have to have the confidence of your position, the intrinsic value of knowing that upon which you stand, the ability to face your accusers on the battlefield of your own choosing. Some call that confidence or courage, but I coined a phrase a couple of years ago, and I call that kind of thing bulletproof influence. Write it down. Write it down. You heard it here first. One of my new favorite phrases. I need to put it on a t-shirt. I call it bulletproof influence. So what does that even mean? And where does it come from? Well, as for what it means, I'm going to say that bulletproof influence is the ability to speak to an issue or act upon a position or direct other people from the well-earned position of being so right that it is more than just a thought. It's an actual conviction. Bulletproof influence is a conviction matched by a deep and intentional understanding of the why of your conviction. Not just the what, the actual why. You've studied it. You're confident in your position. You're willing to stand on it. And then it goes one step further. Bulletproof influence, it only happens if you consider who it is you're hoping to influence and how best to convey your convictions. I've known a lot of people who were well-intentioned. They had strong beliefs. And they had no ability to message those beliefs at all. They never, ever took the time to consider how best to express themselves. The Apostle Paul said one time, I have become all things to all people that I might win some all the more. He wasn't saying he was a chameleon. He was saying that he would change his opinions to fit which way the wind was blowing. What he was saying was, I have a conviction, but I've got to make sure that I tailor the way I present it to the people that I'm talking to, or they won't ever understand it. So bulletproof influence, it goes beyond your convictions. It comes directly from your own level of confidence, how much you believe in yourself, too. How much of what you believe is based on your own life experience. Keep in mind, your personal story, your experiences, your testimony, if you will, that's something that no one can ever deny you of. You were there. You saw it. You felt it. You overcame it. You learned it the hard way. You got the t-shirt. You have the scars to prove it. Bulletproof influence combines the concepts of a personal conviction, well-studied thoughts, intentional preparation to message it well, and the life of the person who's carrying the conviction. All of that wraps up to become bulletproof influence. And yeah, bulletproof influence also comes from a selfless position, selfless. It's not about you. It's not about what you can get. People smell a faker a mile away. They can root out a charlatan. Real influence comes when people realize that they are cared about in the process, that your position is something that is to their own benefit as much as it is to yours. And I will lastly say this. I say bulletproof influence is also earned. It is. It's possible to walk in cold. Maybe you've been promoted or moved to a position and your influence is supposed to be automatic because of the title you carry. But generally speaking, real influence, bulletproof influence, is something that is earned. You've spent time, you've developed relationships, you've established yourself on the topic, the audience is already looking to see what you will say. No amount of negative naysaying or campaign hit pieces can ever rock you. You're bulletproof. I will never forget, some years ago, a friend and a mentor of mine who was still alive at the time, former U.S. Congressman Jim Martin from Gadsden. He passed away at the age of 99 just a few years ago. He was a World War II veteran, a solid businessman, a U.S. congressman. He spent years in state government, a Republican way before it was cool to be a Republican. He came to our Kiwanis Club one day, and he asked for a moment if he could speak. Now, first of all, when Jim Martin asks if he can speak, it's unlikely that anyone's ever going to resist that because he had already earned that right with so many of us. But I'll never forget this. He stood up, and you could see the inner conviction of what he was about to say. It just sized up in him like a fire. He was nearly 90 at the time, but he looked in that moment like he was 40 years younger. And Jim went on to describe the fact that he had just heard the night before that the president of Iran had made statements that denied the Jewish Holocaust had ever occurred, right? Denied outright that millions of Jews were exterminated in Hitler's grand plan. But you see, my friend Jim Martin, Congressman Martin, was actually Major Martin. He was the first U.S. officer in World War II to ever come across one of the Nazi death camps. He saw it. He felt it. He smelled it. It stayed with him all of his days. No one could ever shake him off of what he had seen. He knew how to tell it, too. And if any of us had a question, which we didn't, those questions were dispelled by his bulletproof influence as he completely rejected the message he had heard on the news the night before. He rejected it with us, with the topic, with the whole presentation. Yeah, Jim Martin, he was more extraordinary than most of us will ever be, but it doesn't matter. What I'm saying applies to each one of us. We all have our own spheres, our family, our Sunday school, our office group, a few people, or vast multitudes. Doesn't matter. Consider it. Do you think of yourself as having any bulletproof influence in those groups? And watch those politicians. When the negative ads start flying, are they always retaliating? Do they get angry and offended? Are they able to shake it off and walk in the courage of their convictions? Or are they working with bulletproof influence? And in similar fashion, watch and see if the public figure can't stand the public eye. Watch and see if they avoid interviews, don't take questions, if they only respond through well-orchestrated press releases and read from teleprompters. Because a politician who acts like that, like what we're seeing right now with Kamala Harris, they apparently lack the courage of their convictions. They're scared to get out front and run the risk of being seen as wrong. They actually lack bulletproof influence. Yeah, I'm looking for leadership. Lord, we need it. I'm looking for leadership for such a time as this. Leadership, real leadership, which will get up there and act like it's bulletproof. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, there you have it. I mean, the simple fact that Kamala Harris will not do an interview. Trump will get out there and just face the music. And he may be bombastic and he may have style, and some people call it cocky. I call it bulletproof influence. He knows where he stands and he's good with where he stands. It doesn't matter what you ask him, he's going to stay on it. Kamala won't even do an interview. She lacks bulletproof influence. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.